Well, plenty of stuff to get into as we are going to have a guest in a second. Joe Ostrowski from 670 The Score and the You Better Bet podcast at radio.com. But a lot of the excitement, Ronj, with betting being legal, sports betting being legal in Illinois, and a lot of the timing of it was, hey, let's get it in before March Madness, right? Yep. Let's get stuff implemented. And a reminder, if you're looking for a place to bet in Illinois, well, it's happening around here. I believe it's the Argosy Casino in Alton,
right,
is going to be your spot.
Right, and so that's opening up soon. We probably should pass this along quickly, though. The NCAA, they've obviously been keeping track of what's going on, and we're going to talk to Joe in a second. But the here's the statement from the NCAA. The COVID-19 advisory panel recognizes the fluidity of COVID-19 and its impact on hosting events in a public space. It is spreading rapidly in the United States. Behavioral risks, whatever. Given these considerations, coupled with a more unfavorable outcome of COVID-19 in older adults, especially those with underlying chronic medical conditions, we recommend against sporting events open to the public. So that doesn't mean that, anything's official, but they are saying that it's probably not a good idea. That's the NCAA.
That may have changed. Jeff Borzello of ESPN just tweeted a quote from Mark Emmert, the NCAA president, that said, quote, "I have made the decision to conduct our upcoming championship events, including the Division I men and women's basketball tournaments, with only essential staff and limited family attendance."
Changes things. So it means we can still bet on things?
Yep, I guess so.
The games might still go on. We'll get into this a little bit. We'll head to the Brown and Crouppen celebrity line, bring in Joe Ostrowski from 670 The Score and the You Better Bet podcast at radio.com. Joe, how you doing today, man?
Doing great. Actually, the biggest upset on the board is that you guys have not kicked Chris Ronji to the curb by March 11, 2020. That came through. Hey. Bigger upset than the Blues winning the cup, I think.
No.
There were odds on the over. We had to take it.
Hey, man. Made a lot of money on this one. Hey, Joe, first of all, before we really get into what's happening in Illinois, the building you work in at The Score, today somebody has tested positive in your building. So is everything completely insane?
So a lot of free parking. I could park anywhere I wanted today. Yeah, the first Chicago case, COVID-19, in 12 Prue, Ranji, where we used to work. So you could go downstairs, get as much Panda Express as you want. There's nobody anywhere.
Awesome.
Yeah, all the bosses are gone. They're fine, and they didn't really say anything to me about coming in. But don't worry.
Yeah, you'll be
the
fine.
Cleaning crew is going to take extra time to make sure that they clean up the building. So
oh,
we're good.
You guys are going to be fine. Also, our Hubbard stations are in the other tower, so they're in the same building. They're connected, so all of our sister stations up in Chicago are just right in the same building with you. So don't infect them if you don't mind.
I'll do my best. I don't like to talk to people anyway, so.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Fair. Yeah, you're in the right business. Joe, it's and we're getting tons of news, and it's coming out from various places about the NCAA tournament. We heard rumors, hey, they might just bang it completely. Others now, as you just heard, say, hey, they're going to play it with just essential staff, no fans there in general. To me, that means I can still bet on things. And fortunately, I live on the Illinois side. I'm across the river. That means I can head to the casino starting Monday and do a little sports betting. Really does end up changing the landscape overall. Joe, I'm from Las Vegas originally, so like I'm used to that. I'm excited for this to be hitting Illinois.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. I was there on Monday as they opened doors at Rivers Casino in Des Plaines. It started off at 10 a.m. They had the opening ceremonies. Eddie Olczyk, the Blackhawks analyst, you see him on NBC Sports. He came in, he made the first official bet. He took the White Sox to win the AL pennant at odds of 16-1, put down $100 on that. I think that's a loser, but we'll see. There's a lot of excitement around the White Sox coming up this year. And then they officially opened the curtains at noon, and people were allowed to come in and bet at Rivers Casino in their brand new sports book. Think, since you're from Vegas, you know all about those massive sports books. That isn't quite the scene. I don't think that's what it's going to look like here in Illinois. Just think sports bar with the ability to bet on games. And the TV screen, the massive one they had, 47 feet wide, they had a five-person betting window to the left of that screen. But as we know, it's all about mobile. It's about your phone. It's about convenience. And they know that. And kiosks have become more popular recently. So they have 30 kiosks lined up right outside the sports book. You can go up to those kiosks like an ATM and bet there too.
So, Joe, you've been covering this for the last couple of years as gambling in Illinois became more and more, well, the momentum started and has been building up to this point where we are now. Do you have a sense of what all of these sports books are going to look like? Are they going to be similar, same sort of setup with everybody?
Yeah, well, I think it's going to vary from place to place because these are going to be in different locations. It's starting off with a lot of these casinos, with Rivers Casino the other day. It's going to be Argosy Casino in Alton, Illinois. That's where it's starting, but then it's also going to be at racetracks, and then we're going to get into the sports facilities. Haven't heard any reports on that. I think they're going to be the last to jump in, but there's a very good chance that you're going to see sports books at sports facilities, meaning Wrigley Field, United Center, possibly Soldier Field, and this would be the first state in the country to have that. That was put in the bill, so I definitely think it's going to happen once some of this noise calms down.
I'm kind of excited by all this talk.
BT loves putting down a bet, Joe.
Joe, I enjoy this quite a bit. I'm really excited. Now, we all know this, though. Things like this, legislation doesn't get passed unless it's really going to help the state out. I know the Supreme Court has put it on each state now. You do whatever you want to do, right? Well, I'm looking at long-term effect for Illinois. We all know it's cash-strapped at this point. What is the outcome, or what are they hoping for with the outcome here with the legalized sports betting, Joe?
Well, with Governor Pritzker's $45 billion capital plan, that's where the revenue from this is going. The tax rate, it's on the higher end, but it isn't extreme. Like a state like Pennsylvania, they set a tax rate at 36%.
That's nuts.
And the sports books are still working. In Illinois, it's at 15%. So the money from the capital plan is going to go towards schools and construction. That's where it's going to be going, because I hear from people, well, is my property tax going to go down? No, it's not. It's not at all. Weed isn't going to help your property tax either. It is for the rest of the state here. And what else is a part of this? I know we concentrate on the sports betting aspect, but it was a massive gaming expansion bill. So all these casinos, like Argosy Casino by you guys, they can also expand outside of the sports book. So it was a max of 1,200 gaming positions before. Now they can expand up to 2,000 gaming positions. And I mentioned the racetrack, some of these places, Fairmount Park, they applied for a license. Once they get a license, they can also have 1,200 gaming positions. So the racetrack will have sports books and casinos in there.
Oh, geez. That'll be fun. I've actually...
Horse hooky, baby, Tuesdays.
Yeah, right? Have you ever been to Fairmont Park?
Yeah,
I've great. Never gone.
Had a great time.
I might have
Turtle
to go
Surprise
now.
Was my horse, the first one that I bet on. He was 11-1, and he hit. Turtle Surprise.
Oh, he did. How about that?
We've all had one of those.
Joe, I know a lot of people are asking about apps and whether or not you're going to be able to do it through your mobile. So what's the story on that, and what's the future?
Yeah, so some people are annoyed because of that, because from day one, they're not able to bet from their phones. Don't worry, it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. There's been a bit of delay in every state that has opened up. Today, Michigan became the 16th state in the country to start taking bets. In Jersey, there was a two-month delay. In Indiana, there was a one-month delay. They told us on Monday that they're expecting to get mobile betting in 1 to 2 months. So for the law in Illinois is in-person registration. In the first 18 months at all these casinos and all these tracks, you have to show up in person, you register, and then once these apps are live, we're hoping by the summer, then you can get it on your phone. Now, there is a political battle going on last year before this was passed about those online-only sports books, meaning FanDuel and DraftKings. They've been banned for the first 18 months. They cannot open up here in Illinois. And the reason is because, well, Neil Bloom, the guy that owns Rivers Casino, has so much power. It just Illinois politics at its finest. But the reason that they push for that so hard is because in Jersey and Indiana, your DraftKings and FanDuel, because of the convenience, they've dominated the market. In Jersey, they've owned 80% of the market in the last year and a half.
Joe, I'm interested in this. We hope it's a small period of time, but going to the sports book in general, it's an event, right? March Madness, to me, there's no better place to be unless you're going to be at a game than be in the sports book, be in that atmosphere. How worried are they about, and again, it's early on, about the coronavirus now and the effects it's going to have on their turnout?
Yeah, that's something that people don't really know. You guys were just reading the report from Dennis Dodd, and maybe we're going to get something coming up here very soon. I don't know how you feel, but I definitely feel the games will go on. They're going to play these games, even if they have to shut out the crowds. And something we don't know is, how are these teams going to react? How much does it motivate them? Is there juice in the building? And how much of a change is it going to be for home field advantage? When you look at some of these point spreads in the XFL, they're going to have a game this weekend with no crowd there. So I definitely think they're going to try and play these games instead of postponing everything and moving it back. I think worst case scenario, because of the TV money that's out there, they're just going to play not in front of crowds.
So have you heard anything about the Big Ten tournament? Because as of right now, that's still going on, correct? Or are they
right,
considering doing anything differently?
There has been no conversation. I'd expect that we hear something today, or, well, the games are starting soon here. But, it's funny when you look at the leagues that have made moves here, the Ivy League, MAC, the Big West, you don't see the money makers. So follow the money. You don't see any cancellations with the Big East, Big 12, Big 10, none of that. It's some of these smaller conferences that might not generate as much money.
All right. Well, Joe, we appreciate your time today, man. And we hope that we could do this a whole lot more often.
I'm very excited about it. I know a few of you guys are excited about it. But just please make sure that Anthony Stalter doesn't lose everything.
He's going to be okay. Look, if he was going to do it, it would have been done by now.
No, man. Somebody's got to keep an eye on him.
No, they don't.
Oh, they do.
He's got a guy.
Everybody has a guy. Joe, do you have a guy?
He doesn't need a guy.
Yeah, it's a website.
That's right. Okay.
Not for long, though.
Well, thanks, Joe. And try to stay away from the coronavirus in your building.
I'll do my best not to talk to anyone.
Perfect for you.
Thank you.
That's the best. That's Joe Ostrowski. Hey, check him out at 670 The Score, the You Better Bet podcast at radio.com. And look, it's starting next week here at Argosy. Monday, sportsbook opens. If you like to dabble, or maybe you've just been wondering, maybe you think, you know what the heck, I'm going to put $10 on the Cardinals to win the World Series, or you know, whatever it is, go check it out.
And Ozzie, our guy Ozzie, is going to cut the ribbon and place the first bet.
And backflip.
I don't know if he's going to backflip.
Probably will. Bet it's going to be on the Cardinals to win the World Series. Nah, maybe not. I don't know which direction. Blues to win the Stanley Cup.
That's a good
bet.
Stay
away from baseball. Yeah, yeah.
Stay completely away from baseball.
That's what you do. That's what you do. All right. Plenty of stuff going on in the world right now. We've caught you up on some of it, but seriously, with all the coronavirus, all the things closing, games being suspended, there's plenty of stuff trending. What's trending is next on 101 ESPN.